Would you refer to these lima beans as any other?
Butter beans.
Are they the same, or is there a difference?
I think there's a little difference in the sizes. There's a Ford Hook lima, I believe. It's much larger than the ordinary butter bean.
Is there a difference in color?
Some butter beans are green, the type you freeze.
Now, before you can get these in the soup, you'd have to get the beans out of the pods by hand.
Shelling them.
And if you take the tops of turnips and cook them, you would say, I made a mess of what?
Turnip greens. A turnip salad.
Now, what is the green stuff that you put in salads?
Lettuce.
All right, if you had bought some lettuce in the store, and it wasn't good, you might have said that the lettuce had what?
It's spoiled.
All right, if it wasn't exactly spoiled, but
wilted.
It was... Okay. If you had two bunches of lettuce, you'd say, I have two...
heads.
Now, if you have two boys and three girls, you might have...
five children.
And do you ever call them by any other name?
Some people call them kids. I don't like to hear them called kids.
Do you ever speak of them as so many heads?
Yes.
How?
So many heads of children.
Okay. Now, if he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a lot of children.
A group.
All right, did you ever use another word for it, beginning with the P? What about passel?
No, I've never used that. I've heard it, but I don't use it.
All right, you've heard it then. What exactly does it mean to you?
It means a good quantity, sort of a mixture, I think.
All right, you said you would put corn in your soup. What would you call the outside of this ear of corn?
The shuck.
And what is the kind of corn that you would eat on the cob?
Boiled corn.
Alright, now the kind that is tender enough to eat off the cob.
Roasting, yes.
Now what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
And the stringy stuff at the end?
Silk.
Now, what is your large round fruit that grows in the ground that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Grows in the ground?
On the ground.
Oh, pumpkin.
And the kind of yellow crookneck vegetables you love in the summer.
Squash.
All right, do you have any name for it when you let it dry? Or do you never dry squash?
No.
What kind of melons do you raise in your garden? Or might you raise?
Watermelons, cantaloupes, mushmelons, I believe they're called.
Now, what springs up in the woods and fields after rain? A little white umbrella shape.
Dandelions. Oh, there you go.
No, this is a... they grow on stumps or fallen logs. Some of them can be eaten.
Oh, mushrooms.
All right. Are they the kind that grow out in the woods, good to eat?
That I don't know. Some are poisonous, so I don't have to.
What is a slang term that you might use for the ones you don't eat?
Toad umbrellas.
If a man has a sore throat so the inside of his throat is all swollen as I do, you might say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.